James chapter 4.
What's James in Spanish? Jaime or something?
Oh, yeah, it's Santiago in Spanish.
Santiago.
It should be Jaime.
Yeah.
But it's Santiago.
Wow. That's completely different.
Yeah, it's weird. If you look in the Bible, it's
Santiago.
Yeah.
Well, again, we sort of need to read a little bit of 13, I mean of chapter 3, to make sense of what. So start in verse 13 of chapter 3. Who is a wise man? We've already studied this, but I want to get it so we can make this, so chapter 4 comes to make sense. Who is a wise man and a dude with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation or manner of life his works with meekness and wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but of the earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. We could study for the rest of our lives on that. Just the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. But we won't go there. I want to get to the rest of this. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts, that war in your members? What about this lust that wars in our members? It's not talking about war between people. It's talking about something else. It's talked about in Romans 7. So let's go there. Start in verse 16. Everybody there? If I do that which I would not or don't want to do, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now this, I've talked about this several times, but after my conversion, It just absolutely shocked me that the scripture is true. If I do that which I would not or don't want to do, I consent unto the law that it is good. This must be a milestone in your life, or else you'll continue in your own imaginations. That was the first time that I realized that I was consenting unto the law that it was good. And it blew me away, because I never consented unto any law that it was good. I mean, that was my whole way of life, was law breaking.
I don't understand what you're talking about. What does that mean? I consent unto the law that it's good.
It means that the law is good.
Huh? I don't get it.
Well, let's go on. Maybe it'll help. Well, I tell you what.
We really should start at 15.
Yeah. Oh, let's start 14.
Well, you're saying consenting unto the law is not a good thing.
No, you're saying that the law is good for the first time in your life, maybe.
Okay.
Otherwise, we put the, you know, it.
Oh, because you don't want to do it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or you realize it's something
it's
you're
realize
not supposed
it's,
to
it's,
do.
Right.
Whereas before, it's just like, I'm doing whatever I want to do.
Right.
Okay, but let's go up there. Let's start in now. Huh? All right, let's go 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. And what does that mean? It means that through the iniquity of the fall, we were sold under sin. To the iniquity of Adam and Eve, I mean. That when we didn't have any choice, we were sold under sin.
And belong now to sin.
Hmm?
We belong to sin.
Right, we are sin.
Yeah.
For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For what I do, I don't want to do. And for what I would that I do not. But what I hate, that's what I do. If then I do that which I don't want to do, I consent unto the law that it is good. Everybody understand that? Huge milestone when you see it. Especially for idiots like me. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. And that sin is a person. And that sin is of the evil one. And the evil one is in control of your mind. In every possible way, it has total control over your mind. Because your mind is sin. Your mind is the instead of Christ. And even right now, you're probably thinking about ways that isn't true. Because that's what the evil one does. He tries to keep himself in the picture. Everybody see that? Gary?
I just noticed the a split here between I, your true self, and what you do, which is your sin self. And even though I don't want to do it, myself doesn't. So it kind of...
No, that's what double-minded means.
Designates there are two people within you. One that doesn't want to do it and one that doesn't.
But the thing that we have to see and we have to come to some point is that whatever it is that originates from our minds is of the evil one. There's no exception. That's the milestone that Romans 7 teaches. Now let's go on. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would, I do not. And the evil which I don't want to do, that's what I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. And sin is a person. Sin is you, without exception. It's the human race. And that sin, the sin is the sin. That person is in total control of your mind.
What's the chances that the I is the Spirit of God within you that would not want to sin? But since you are sold under sin, that's what you do. But I don't want to do it. So I, being that Spirit, the Pentecost phenomenon.
Well, there can't be two people left. There can't be. I know that's what I'm saying. All of Romans 7 is about the understanding that your mind, no matter what it does, is of the evil one. It can't be under the control of God in any way. Let's go on. I find then a law that when I want to do good, evil, or the evil one, is present with me. Now this is the massive turning point where the abandonment of self must come in. But you can't abandon yourself if you think self has value. This is why whatsoever is not of faith is sin.
You've also talked about where it says, I want to, it sounds like free will. And self-seeking.
Well, it's all of the evil one. It's the illusion of free will. It's all of those things. All right, let's continue. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, after Christ. But I see another law, and this is what we're talking about in James. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, or the law of the mind of Christ, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. And when you see this, it becomes so odious to you. And here, Paul's description of that odiousness is beyond belief. He said, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Now, and again, this is a direct reference to the most odious way of the death penalty in the Roman Empire, more so than the cross. You were still alive, but you were tied, bound, literally, face to face with a dead person. Now think of this. See it in your head. See it in your heart. You're bound together with this dead man or woman, and the stench is beyond belief. The maggots and all of those, the evil and the corruption that causes the body to just go. It's just pure rottenness. And until you see that, you're going to always keep you in the picture. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body, from the body of this death? The body of being tied to a dead man. So this is the war. I see another war in my members, warring against the law of my mind, or the mind of Christ, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Now let's go back to And it doesn't say there's any, nobody delivers you from that law of sin in your members. The next verse says, I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The only way that you can be delivered from that body of death is that having accepted your death and burial on that's what its purpose is. Otherwise, self will always be try to be in this body of sin and death, will use every trick in the universe to try to con your mind. To con you to leave faith and go back to leaning on your own arm of understanding. It's by faith alone that we must live. Otherwise, the garment is spotted by the flesh. Otherwise, we are tied to this rotten body. So let's go back to James.
I looked this up, this corpse thing, and it's a really interesting because it's Paul is probably referring to this. It's a thing from Virgil's Aeneid where he describes this. You want me to read it? It's pretty wild. He's talking about some like King Mezentius or something who cooked this torture up. It says he even tied corpses to living bodies as a means of torture, placing hand on hand and face against face, so killing by a lingering death in that wretched embrace, that ooze of disease and decomposition. And then they rebelled against this guy because he dreamed up such terrible tortures. But I think Paul's like referring to that.
Well, but
the sense of this, what it really is spiritually, you know.
Right, but he also did it. I mean, that was also a death penalty in the Roman Empire. Mm. That's probably where the Roman Empire got it, from Aeneid.
So how about the last sentence there?
I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So with the mind I myself serve the law of God. That's the mind of Christ. You got to see that. That's not your mind. So now, what the whole purpose of this was to see what this warring in your members belief was. It wasn't between people. It was this war between you, the real you, and the evil one. Back to James. If this doesn't cause you to repent, I don't know what will. All right. James chapter 4. From whence cometh wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? And this is what the rest of this is about. You ask and receive not, because you ask amiss. No, I left off two. You lust and have not. You kill and desire to have. No, the word kill there should be envy. But it's you envy and anyway. And desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not, because you ask not. Now again, you've got to see this is referring to the same thing that Paul just talked about. So let's continue on. You adulterers and adulteresses, know you not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. And the reason is what we just read in Romans. To be a friend of the world or anything in the world, you're the enemy of God. This is why we forget that this is why you bear his reproach outside the camp. Otherwise, you're just another good old boy. Because you let everyone know the emptiness and futility of this world and the things that are in the world. Cry, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and the glory of the flesh is the... Well, let's go look at it. Romans 40. Isaiah 40, I mean. Verse 3. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked places made straight, and the rough places plain. This isn't talking about doing bulldozer work. It's talking about this war that's in your members. It's talking about every valley shall be made, be exalted, every low place, every humility active, and every crooked place, every mountain and hill shall be made low. The high places shall be destroyed, and the crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. And then the voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? And the answer is, all flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the grass, or flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely this people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. And that's what you cry, if you believe it. If you don't believe it, you can't cry it. And that's my job, is to try to cause you to see and cause repentance.
That's the good news.
And yeah, that is the good news.
The thing that,
but it's terrible news to the human race and everything in it. If a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God.
What was that friend expanded? What's friend of the world?
You give it importance.
That's it.
You have intercourse with it. That's why we're called adulterers and adulteresses. We go to the world for our sustenance.
It's a very close
to God.
Friend.
Huh?
Very close friend.
Yeah. He's our best buddy. To be a friend.
To love the world is to tell and cry this, what we just read.
Right. Otherwise, you're condemning the people. Remember that you're a watchman. Every one of us is a watchman. Let's read that. Go to Ezekiel 33 real quick. I'm not doing well. That's good. That's news, isn't it?
Ezekiel 33.
Yeah. I think, or maybe Ezekiel. Is it Ezekiel 33?
It is Watchman stuff.
Yeah, that's what it is. Verse 7. So thou, man of, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, chapter 33, verse 7. All right, everybody there? Verse 7. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word of my mouth, and warn them from me. And then, when I say unto the wicked, or the wicked one, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked man from his way, the wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Now that's not just, this is why each one of us drinks the cup of Elijah and Pentecost, or takes a sip of it. That's your agreement that you are one of the watchmen on the wall. His blood will I require at your hand. Everybody see that? Or is this talking? This is just talking to Israel. This is in the Old Testament. Let's go quickly to Romans 2. Verse 28, for he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. I promise you, you'll be hated if you simply tell people what you believe. If you don't believe it, that's another story. And it's not talking about going running down up and down the streets. That's saying, proclaiming this. It's about you go into your world, wherever it is, whatever it is. That's why I used to say that the sun never quits, but he gets fired a lot. Anyway.
Yeah, you have to be present fully in your world, in who you are.
Amen.
In this way.
Anybody have any response to this? Or do you think it's talking and means something else?
I
biggie is you no longer need the praise of men as the evidence. Think on these things. If no one has any other comments.
You want to pray for me for my trip?
Yeah, come over here.
Would that be appropriate? So I won't fall off the cliff or something.
Yeah, well, I'll pray back this deal.
Pray you can outrun your friends.
It's very easy to fall off the cliff for me.
Father, by the Holy Spirit, go before John. Let him be protected at every place. And let him do the watchman's duty. Yeah. Keep Josanna and the household safe while he's gone. This we pray in Jesus' name for his glory.
Good.
Back.
It'll be okay.